الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Preamble. Allah sent prophets عليهم الصلاة والسلام to guide mankind. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم is the final of them all. After him, no new prophet can or will come. The companions رضي الله عنهم and their successors propagated the message of Islam, and after them, saints assumed this esteemed endeavor. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh, Data Ali Hajweri, Khwaja Mu'inuddin, and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmahumullah are but a few of these prominent figures who spread the teachings of Quran and Sunnah far and wide. Khwaja Mu'inuddin is particularly well known in the Indian subcontinent. Alhamdulillah, this booklet shall describe the love Imam Ahmad Raza Khan had for this great saint and incidents regarding the two. Maulana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya delivered a speech regarding this topic a few years ago. The said speech is hereby enclosed in written format with slight modifications. May Allah grant us true love for the saints and raise us with them on the Day of Judgment. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Attar's prayer. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, Imam Ahmad Raza and Khawaja Mu'inuddin, allow them to show decorum to your saints. Allow them to act upon saintly teachings and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet. The companion Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma explains, whenever you ask from Allah, send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as sending salat upon him is always accepted. Allah is endlessly generous. He will not accept some and reject others. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Khwaja's miracles as told by Raza. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Khwaja Mu'inuddin Rahmatullahi Alayhi Shrine is a hub of blessings. Maulana Barakat Ahmad, with whom I shared a sheikh and who was my father Rahmatullahi Alayhi's student, explained how he saw a non-Muslim covered in boils from head to toe. Allah knows best how many there were. He would come at noon and roll upon the hot stones outside the shrine, exclaiming, O Khawaja, my body is on fire. He was seen completely cured when he came for the third day. Visiting Ajmer. After Imam Ahmad Raza Khan completed his second Hajj in 1905, the scholar Abdus Salam Jabalpuri Rahmatullahi Alayh invited him to Jabalpur, Mumbai. The Imam said, I must visit Ajmer first, after which I will go to Bareilly. I will come to Jabalpur some other time, insha'Allah. Speech on the commemoration of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. The love and respect possessed by the Imam for Khwaja Mu'inuddin is clearly evidenced from this. Reliable historic accounts also explain the following. Scholarly speeches at the shrine. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh would visit Khwaja Mu'inuddin Rahmatullahi Alayh's shrine and speak during gatherings held to commemorate the latter's day of passing. This was organized by the shrine caretaker. A huge number of people, scholars and even rulers of local regions like Dakkan travelled from afar to listen. From Bareilly to Ajmer. An inspiring incident occurred during the final days of the Imam's life as he travelled to Ajmer. Noor Ahmad Qadiri conveys this story from his grandfather, Abdul Nabi Qadiri Ar-Razavi Rahmatullahi Alayh. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh left Bareilly and journeyed towards Ajmer for the yearly ceremony of Khwaja Muinuddin's passing. He had 10 or 11 students with him. This included his grandfather Abdul Nabi Qadri Razavi and his grandfather's teacher Abdul Rahman Qadri. The BB and CIR railway took people from Delhi to Ajmer and it would reach Fulaira station by Maghrib time. Fulaira had one of the biggest railway stations of the time, through which trains from Sambar, Jodhpur and Bikaner run. People arriving from these trains were also travelling to Ajmer. The train headed there would stay for 40 minutes to allow passengers time to board. On the way to Ajmer, I have seen Fulaira station and travelled on this train numerous times. Pray with complete calmness. Time for Maghrib Salah had begun by the time the Imam reached Fulaira station. He turned to his students and said, "Let us pray together here on the platform." Shawls and scarves were laid down to pray upon, and those who were not in a state of purity went to perform ablution. The Imam, who spent most of his time in ablution, then stepped forward to lead Salah. He reassured, "Pray with complete calmness. The train will not leave until we finish, inshallah." The train could not move. Upon saying this, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh led Salah. As they completed one unit of prayer, the train sounded its horn and the rest of the travellers rushed to it. Yet the Imam and those behind him continued praying with focus and humility. As they were performing the second unit, the train sounded its final horn, but amazingly could not move. It was full of passengers. The worried driver and guards could not figure out why it was not moving. An English station master came to the platform and told the driver to disconnect the engine to test if it works. The driver did this and the engine worked perfectly. Yet, when it was reattached to the cabins, it did not budge. The blessed aura of a saint. The station master asked the guards why this was happening. One of them was a Muslim, and he explained how one of the worshippers was a great saint of Allah, and the train would not move until he finished praying. Otherwise, there was no reasonable explanation. The station master agreed and proceeded to stand near the Imam and those praying behind him. He was amazed by their focus and sincerity. English was his native language, but he was also fluent in Urdu and Persian. His conversation with the guard was in Urdu. A true Muslim never misses Salah. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh finished Salah, sent Salat upon the Prophet aloud, and raised his hands to make dua. Afterwards, the station master went to him and said, "With utmost respect, please hurry. The train is not moving because you are busy in worship." The Imam replied, "This is time to pray, and a true Muslim never misses Salah. It is obligatory for Muslims to offer Salah on time. How can I ignore this?" The Imam then said to the station master, "We have finished our Salah. The train will move now, inshallah." After that, the Imam and his students boarded the train and the latter sounded its horn as it departed. The station master bid them farewell, but the miracle he witnessed lingered in his mind. The station master's life changes overnight. The Imam was heading towards Ajmer, but the station master was in contemplation throughout the night. By morning, he passed his responsibilities to his deputy and travelled to Ajmer with his family. He intended to accept Islam at the hands of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan at the shrine of Khwaja Muinuddin. Accepting Islam. When he reached Ajmer, the Imam was delivering a speech in Shah Jahani Masjid. He listened to it intently. Once completed, he approached the Imam and said, "Since you left Fulayra station, I have been anxious and restless. I've travelled all this way with my family and I wish to accept Islam at your hands. After witnessing your miracle, I am certain Islam is the truth." Love for Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. The English station master named Robert reverted to Islam along with 9 members of his family at the hands of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan in front of thousands of people at the shrine of Khwaja Muinuddin. He was given the name Abdul Qadir and he was admitted into the Qadiriyya spiritual order. The Imam's advice. The Imam gave the following advice to the reverts: always act upon the sunnah, never miss a salah, keep the required fast, and perform hajj when you have the opportunity. Pay zakat and serve Islam however you can. Propagate Islam when you return to your homeland and consider it a great blessing for you. Acquire knowledge of the Quran and teach your family. Once the 9 reverts finished reciting the Quran, they left India and returned to their homeland to spread Islam. May Allah have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Friday speech. On one occasion, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi was in Ajmer. Announcement was made that he will be delivering the Friday speech in the Shah Jahani Masjid. The speech was about the rank of Khwaja Muinuddin rahmatullahi alayhi. Many people gathered hours before Friday Salah to listen, filling the masjid and surrounding area. They were amazed by the eloquence and oration on display. A further announcement was made that the speech would continue after Isha Salah. All were elated to hear this. After Isha, the speech continued late into the night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The authority of Khwaja Muinuddin. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, "A man from Bagalpur travelled to Ajmer every year. A wealthy man who did not believe in saints having any special rank used to say to him, 'Why do you travel there every year? You're wasting your money.' The man replied, 'Come with me one year and judge fairly. It's up to you what you think afterwards.' One year they travelled together and saw a poor person with a walking stick near the shrine. He was saying, 'My Khawaja, I will take 5 rupees from a specific person within an hour.' When the wealthy man with ill beliefs felt an hour had passed, he took 5 rupees from his pocket and gave it to him. He remarked, 'You are asking from the saint Khawaja. What can he give you? I will give you what you want instead.' The poor man took the money, walked around and shouted, 'Khawaja, may I be sacrificed for you. You give to me even through this person with corrupt beliefs.' Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Khawaja Muinuddin and his helping the poor. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh was asked, "Is it permissible to call Khawaja Muinuddin rahmatullahi alayh by the title Ghareeb Nawaz, he who gives to and helps the poor?" He answered, "He is Ghareeb Nawaz without doubt." Appearance in a dream. The Imam visited Ajmer in person and in his dreams. He rahmatullahi alayh explains, "During Rabiul Awwal 1302 AH, I visited the shrine of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayh. 2 years prior to this, the vision in my right eye became weak due to the amount I read and studied. Doctors treated it for 40 days but to no avail. I then wrote poetry in praise of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayh. That evening, I had a beautiful dream, as I saw a place of great splendor and a shrine. As I walked closer, I saw 3 graves. The one facing Qibla belonged to Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayh. The second to Shah Barakatullah Marihrawi, and the third I could not identify. I sat at the feet of Khawaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh. I then saw the grave open. I looked inside and saw the Shaykh laying whilst facing Qibla with his eyes open. He appeared tall and strong. His face was fair, eyes large and beard black. Without thinking, I ran closer and picked up some of the soil that appeared when the grave opened. I rubbed it upon my eyes out of love and respect. I then recited Surah Al-Kahf. Someone told me to stop reciting, and I asked myself, why would someone stop me from reciting the Quran in front of this great saint? Khawaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi smiled, as if gesturing for me to ignore that person and continue reciting. I cannot remember if I recited until verse 10 or 16. I woke up just after this. By the bounty of Allah, I saw a wondrous dream, and my eye healed due to the sanctity of the soil I rubbed upon my eyes and the poetry I wrote in praise of the great Shaykh. May Allah have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyid Hussein Ali Ajmeri. Sayyid Hussein Ali Ajmeri was a descendant of the fourth caliph of Islam, Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, through the saint Khawaja Muinuddin rahmatullahi alayhi. He had immense love for Khawaja Muinuddin rahmatullahi alayh and considered the service of the saint shrine to be an honor. He would say out of humility, "We are bad, but we belong to Khawaja." He authored a work about the saint entitled Darbare Chisht Ajmer, in which he describes the etiquettes of visiting his shrine. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh respected Sayyid Hussein greatly. From Medina to Ajmer. In the book previously mentioned, a memorable story is enclosed regarding Imam Ahmad Raza Khan visiting the shrine of Khwaja Muinuddin. Sayyid Hussein Ali Ajmeri writes, "My Shaykh Imam Ahmad Raza Khan visited the shrine of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz on two occasions, and the second was most special. He returned to India after performing Hajj in 1325 AH. People came from far and wide to meet him in Mumbai, all wishing for him to come and visit their city. Yet, after visiting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Medina, he went directly to the shrine of Khawaja Gharib Nawaz. The Imam displayed love and respect in a way we and the other Muslims who saw it can never forget. As caretakers of the shrine, remember it to this day." The Imam's commemoration in Ajmer. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh would instruct Sayyid Hussein Ali Ajmeri rahmatullahi alayh to make dua whenever they were at the shrine of Khwaja Muinuddin rahmatullahi alayh. The Imam also lived in Sayyid Hussein rahmatullahi alayh's home twice when in Ajmer. When the Imam passed away, Sayyid Hussein organized a huge gathering to convey reward to the latter's soul, held after Fajr Salah. The entire Quran was recited many times and food was distributed at the end. Every year, on the day the Imam passed away, Sayyid Hussein travelled with a group of people to Bareilly and placed a large cloth on the Imam's shrine. Sayyid Hussein was issued authority in the Chishtiya Sufi spiritual order by the Imam, and his shrine is in Ajmer's Ana Sagar Valley. The Imam's passing. When Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh passed away, cities across India conducted gatherings to donate rewards to his soul. Ajmer was no different. Khawaja Muinuddin rahmatullahi alayh's murids and those who love him were particularly saddened. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Du'as are accepted. The Imam's father, Mufti Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh wrote a book called Ihsan al-Wi'a li Adab al-Dua. This was published as Fazaile Dua by Maktabatul Madina. The Imam Rahmatullahi Alayh himself wrote a commentary on this work and included additions. In a chapter discussing places in which dua is accepted, he explains that duas made to Allah at the shrine of Khwaja Muinuddin Rahmatullahi Alayh are accepted. Ajmer Sharif. The Imam was once asked about Ajmer. He explained, if someone excludes the word Sharif, i.e. honorable, from the name Ajmer out of hatred or belittlement, despite the fact Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh lived there and his shrine is a hub of blessings, such a person is misguided and in truth and an enemy of Allah. In a hadith narrated in Sahih Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam revealed, Allah states, I declare war against the one who is an enemy of my friend. If arrogance is the reason he rejects the excellences of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz, he is misguided, an enemy of Allah, as per the hadith just mentioned, and his final abode is the hellfire. The Quran states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alaysa fi Jahannama mathwan lil mutakabbirin. Translation from Kanzul Iman is, hell not an abode of the arrogant. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Titles from an Arabic shajara. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan wrote the shajara, genealogical table of the Qadiriya, Chishtiya, Nizamiya, Barakatiya, Sufi spiritual order in a format matching the way chains of transmission are formulated for hadith. He mentions Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz with five titles therein. Number one, As-Sayyidul Ajal, the great Imam of his time. Number two, Sultanul Hind, the King of India. Number three, Habibullah, the beloved of Allah. Number four, Warithun Nabi, inheritor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And number five, Mu'inuddin, the helper of Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The Imam's student in Ajmer. One of the Imam's foremost successors, Mufti Amjad Ali Al-Azami rahmatullahi alayhi, stayed in Ajmer from 1925 to 1933. He served as headmaster of Islamic studies at the Mu'iniya Uthmaniya Madrasa, the Raza family's love for the saint. After the Imam passed away, his sons, the acclaimed scholars Hamid Raza Khan and Mustafa Raza Khan, attended the yearly commemoration of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz every year. They travelled to Ajmer on the 6th of Rajab, regardless of where they were in India. The Garden of Ghareeb Nawaz. Another of the Imam's successors, Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Alayh, wrote a biography of the saint called Gulbuni Ghareeb Nawaz, buried next to a friend of Allah. Sayyid Ghulam Ali Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Alayh, another student of the Imam, spent his life propagating the teachings of Khwaja Muinuddin, such that he was buried in a graveyard just opposite the shrine of the saint. The Imam had immense love for him, as he was also a caretaker of the shrine. Succeeding the Imam, on Friday the 13th of Jumadul Akhira, 1338 AH, during the final days of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's life, he also issued successorship to Sayyid Ghulam Ali Ajmeri. The Imam's spiritual ties. Professor Majidullah Qadiri writes, I spoke with Maulana Abdul Hadi Qadiri Razavi Nuri Damu Zillu regarding the written shajaras of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. He explained the Imam had successorship and permission in 13 Sufi orders, one being the Chishtiya, Nizamiya, Barakatiya. He admitted people into the spiritual order and wrote an Urdu Shajara as per their requests. A famous poem. Maulana Hasan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh was the brother of the Imam. The latter wrote a 19-verse long poem extolling Khawaja Muinuddin Chishti. This was accepted by Allah and became well known. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.